Live from NPR News, I'm Shay Stevens. President Trump is criticizing Twitter for fact-checking his unsubstantiated tweet about the dangers of mail-in balloting. NPR's Bobby Allen has the story.
Trump tweeted to his more than 80 million followers that mail-in voting could be fraudulent, despite there being no evidence for that claim. Twitter responded by placing a label on the tweet that read, "Get the facts about mail-in ballots," and directed readers to credible news articles. The president quickly criticized the move as stifling his free speech. He even accused Twitter of interfering in the 2020 election. Twitter's move to label Trump's tweets come after growing pressure for the social media platform to respond to tweets from the president elevating conspiracy theories. Trump recently took to Twitter to falsely link a 2001 death to television host Joe Scarborough, but Twitter has refused to remove the post. Bobby Allen, NPR News, San Francisco.
President Trump is continuing his push to hold the annual Group of Seven summit in person at the end of June. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports that Trump moved the gathering to a virtual platform shortly after the COVID-19 outbreak began.
White House says the president believes there would be no greater example of reopening than holding the G7 in the United States next month. Trump, who is the head of the gathering this year, has said an in-person summit would be a symbol of the U.S. and other countries seeking to return to normal. The president's push comes despite repeated warnings from public health officials about the dangers of large gatherings amid the coronavirus pandemic.
NPR's Windsor Johnston reporting. A white woman who called police on a black bird watcher in New York's Central Park has been fired by her employer. As NPR's Hanzi Lawong reports, the incident began when the man asked the woman to put her dog on a leash.
Christian Cooper, who is black, tells NPR he was bird watching in an area of Central Park where dogs have to be leashed at all times. But dog owner Amy Cooper, no relation, refused to leash her dog. After the man started recording video of their exchange, the woman told him she would call the police to say there was, quote, an African-American man threatening my life, unquote, and proceeded to make a phone call. Amy Cooper could not be immediately reached for comment by NPR, but her former employer, Franklin Templeton Investments, announced on Twitter that she has been terminated from her job. The company says in the tweet, "We do not tolerate racism of any kind." Hanzi Lawong, NPR News, New York.
Protesters gathered in Minneapolis Tuesday, hours after four local police officers were fired over the death of an unarmed black man. A video of Monday's incident shows a white officer kneeling on the suspect's neck until he passes out while the other officers look on. The fired officers say George Floyd fit the description of a forgery suspect and resisted arrest. Mayor Jacob Frey condemned the officers' handling of the incident, apologized to Floyd's family, and urged protesters to wear protective gear. This is NPR News. The office of House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is preparing a lawsuit challenging a voting by proxy rule approved by Democrats. Speaker Nancy Pelosi calls the lawsuit a sad stunt amid a pandemic that will keep House members out of session for much of June as well. Republicans call the rule change unconstitutional. Hungary's government says an emergency law that gives the prime minister greater authority to deal with COVID-19 will expire next month. Joannica Kisses reports that the law had been widely criticized as a power grab.
In a post on Facebook, Hungary's Justice Minister, Judit Varga, announced that a bill will be submitted to end the state of emergency on June 20th. Varga wrote that the government expects an apology from those who, quote, attacked us with untrue political accusations. Prime Minister Viktor Orban gained special decree powers in March after a vote in parliament, which his party controls. Critics called the law a power grab because it allowed Orban to sidestep parliament and jail those who criticized his pandemic strategy. During emergency rule, his government pushed through several measures unrelated to the pandemic, including the banning of gender change and the classification of a Chinese-funded railway project. For NPR News, I'm Joannica Kisses.
South American carrier LATAM Airlines and some of its affiliates are seeking Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, citing the downturn in air travel. The Chile-based airline says it plans to continue operating passenger and cargo flights while trying to lower its debt. This is NPR News.